The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. And congratulations to YouTube TV on the NFL deal. It's all brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay in for Kelly Bidlin. Crackman standing by. We got tweets at Beating the Book. Just want to check in with the people. Always appreciate the feedback. I don't know why I want Cosby right there. Check in with the people. Polar Vortex. Bruce Dobing and Polar Vortex. Hold our beer. It's minus 45 here on the Great Western Plains. It's so cold that Celsius and Fahrenheit are the same number. Wow. Check in on the Kelvin scale as well. Bill Hooker. Grand Salami reference will apply to Saturday, I assume. I think it's Saturday and Sunday, isn't it? We'll check on that. Russell Ambrose, anything to these low totals and teasing the dog in these games? Oh, yeah, I've heard of worse strategies than that. That's for sure. Scola. But Zach Wilson bought his O-line scooters, so all is forgiven, right? That's what he says for your quarterback, Jeff. Jeff, where do you rank Zach Wilson in the Jets quarterback pantheon? Where does he rank next to a Browning Nagel, for instance?
Browning Nagel's before I was alive, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry about that. Things happened before you were alive.
Sanchez better than Zach Wilson.
Nicholas Griggs, do you have the Jags division futures for this year, or was that last year? If I remember right, you've been on them the last couple years. No, I do not have the Jags division futures. Others do. This is from, let's see, this is Robbie J22. Hey, Gil, have you guys heard of hedging bets from the handful of Survivor contests left? If each entry has about 400K equity, as you said, I would imagine a 4 to 5 figure wager is reasonable to make it at this point. Well, we had Joe Pete on for the hedging talk last week, and the point that we made about, well, no, having Green Bay on Monday night would change things. I think he agreed with at the end, but it's just definitely a different ways to do this at this point, for sure. Different ways to do this. Scotty B726, the most dangerous words in football betting, they just have to win. Yes, we're talking about our teaser segments on some of those. And then Alan Mitchell, great job, Gil, throwing HIPAA laws out the window and grilling John on his health, then immediately pivoting right into gambling. You're the best. That's what we do here. Johnny Ringo, with Jeff sitting in, is there any chance we get a Friday cameo from Vinny would make the holiday season complete? Yeah, I don't know. Vinny's got things. He's got things to do.
I would say doubtful.
Yeah, Vinny's got a schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. With his own intro music. Billy, at Bill Krakenberger with a K. Wise Guys, with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger, the podcast in the flesh. Bill Krakenberger, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
We were worried that you were going to faceplant because you were sprinting over here.
Yeah, I didn't realize the countdown thing. I thought it was a countdown to get in here. I don't know why. I've only done the show 7 million times.
We thought about it because you were worried about the chair. We thought about if you fell in the middle of the show, what would happen?
We got the new chair that I'm in, guys, over here. They replaced the outdated chair from 1943, and we have a new one. But it's high up, so I had to jump on it like a horse. So just picture, guys, just picture me getting up on a horse. That's all I'm saying.
So I'm playing that out, and I'm like, okay, the show would have to go on, so I couldn't stop talking, right? I couldn't get off and help you.
Unless you get hit with blood. Yeah, go ahead.
So then I would feel like I was completely a horrible human being watching you on the ground while other people went and picked you up. So we hope this doesn't happen.
No, we're good. I think we're good. I got some sidewinders here next to me. I'm good.
JJ Redick coming up in the hour too. So for one segment, we're gonna.
Yeah, he can have some of my airtime. Sure. Is that what you're asking?
So, yes, I guess that's what I was doing. Yeah. I don't know if I was asking much as I was just mentioning.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. I hope you're okay with that. Doesn't usually happen.
No, of course.
It's a great JJ Redick, man. We gotta talk basketball.
I'm just your guest.
How you been? You're Gil. Just remember. Here in Nevada and these court systems, you're just our guest.
That's right. You're right about that.
You're so right about that. What an experience. How you been, man? You good?
Good. What's going on with you guys? Now, I was wondering, like, your Christmas schedule. Like, you work tomorrow?
I do. Mine is not
Saturday. Now, Saturday, Sunday, you don't do anything. You just, like, hang out and...
No, but Jeff, who usually... By the way, have you met Jeff Parles, by the way, before?
Yes,
have you met
course.
Jeff Parles? Jeff just got
it's good,
back...
It's good to see you, Bill.
He just got back from the pandemic yesterday. Just got back.
Oh!
Just officially ended yesterday, yes.
Yeah. No. There's some new ones out there, so I don't want to scare them enough.
It's officially over now.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But Jeff typically works on Sunday, but he's off, right, for Christmas.
Well, no live bet Sunday this week because we have a lot of fun, special programming that's going to go during
the week
on Christmas Day. But I bet Saturday's normal this week because all the games got slid a day early this week.
And some of that special programming is best of kind of shows?
Yeah, I think you and Kelly Bidlin did some
We did our best bets of the year.
Yeah.
Which was a boon on this show this year. So
It feel funky this week, too? They have the Saturday games, Christmas Eve game, NFL games they have, and then Sunday, Christmas Day. In other words, I maybe you can answer this. So there's three games on Sunday, Christmas Day. Why weren't all the games regular Sunday? Why did they make a special Saturday schedule?
Oh, because they're playing a few on Christmas Day anyway, kind of thing.
In other words, they're playing anyway on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking.
They've always done it when Christmas lands on Sunday.
We'll have to get with Howard Katz. He's the NFL scheduler and see what's up with him.
Do you have a relationship with Howard Katz?
I do. How'd you know that? Howard makes this game probably one of the most important. There's an article out there. He's one of the most important guys in the NFL. Obviously, for us guys, he's an important guy. But for, the fans at home, too, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, the Thursday night game, it's a very tricky situation there.
Now, you really do have a relationship with
him. Yes. Oh, no. Howard was the president of ABC Sports.
Okay.
And I met him at one of Teddy Atlas's dinners that he has, every charity dinners every year. And I always put an auction up for a room and show tickets to any show, airline tickets, everything. Howard bought them one year and paid a lot of money for them. Howard, he came out here. I put him in the Nobu Tower at Caesars. Him and his wife were very happy. We had a nice dinner together.
Did he ask you what the confirmation number was when you put him up there?
No, you're right. Yeah. That's funny. Now, my friend came in, and he said, I can't stay anywhere else. Gil's referring to last week's show when I had a friend of mine, a good knock-around guy from Staten Island. He's probably going to hear it now. But 2 weeks before he came out, he goes, I'm getting nervous because the time's getting closer, and I don't have a confirmation number, and what do you think I should do? You want to just get me a casino rate, and I kind of went nuts on him, and he came out here, and he said, "Wow, I can't stay anywhere else." He stayed at many properties along the strip. He stayed at the Luxor. He stayed at Caesars. He stayed at the Wynn now. And by the way, for some reason, I think he said his first time ever in town, he stayed at the Excalibur. So he stayed at the Excalibur. he's staying at Bucket of Bloods, in other words. And here he's staying at the Wynn. He said, I've been in the Tower Suites, and that's it. I'm done.
Listen, it's a beautiful property.
I can never stay anywhere
else. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and we got a hook for Delilah now. I got the GM's name. And three nights in a row, we went to Delilah for just hanging out at the bar and going downstairs. We actually had a little dinner there.
Pro tip on Delilah's.
Yeah.
Pro tip on Delilah's. Now, Delilah's, for those who don't know, is a, how would you call it?
I would
a
think
supper
like
club.
A supper club, the 1920s throwback.
Correct.
Kind of.
It is amazing because you walk in there. By the way, there's one in the Mayfair at the Bellagio, too. We should point out similar. But Delilah's at Wynn, which is what Bill's talking about. You walk in there, you're transformed to the 1920s. It's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
I've been there 5 times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
They were there once.
What? Oh, no.
Wow.
But here's the pro tip. In the winter,
bring your wallet.
Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
Bring a couple wallets.
Yeah.
But the pro tip is, in the wintertime, they close the doors to the outside. So when you get a reservation at Delilah's, you will be indoors, period, because there are no outdoor seats. Now, you could be at a very loud table because the music is such where you might not be able to hear the person across from you, but at least you're guaranteed to be inside and get the full experience. In the summertime, they open the doors, and so there is a possibility that you could be seated outdoors, which happened to me one time. It feels like you are being banished from society when that happens to you.
I'm not an outdoors guy. I don't like to eat outdoors.
No,
anyway.
My point being is, if you're going to be seated outdoors there, you might as well not be there.
Oh, God.
Because
you
don't get the experience.
Yep.
Because you're like, really? We're outside?
Yeah.
So that my pro tip would be, if making a Delilah's reservation, you will ensure the best experience by going during the winter months.
Yeah. By the way, I love the place.
Oh, it's
obviously
phenomenal.
You've been there 5 times. Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
That's me. I love old school stuff, and it's really old. So even before that, this is like a 1920s speakeasy supper club, like you said, and they have the entertainers on stage. And did you know this? Those entertainers on stage are all men.
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Well, not all of them.
Well, according to the GM,
no,
that I was there, he said those singers you see on stage.
The singers, yes.
The singers.
But we're talking about the
dancers.
Oh, no,
that's what I mean.
Dancers.
It's the singers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, the singers, yeah. No, but the
they're
dancers.
They're men. They're dressed up as girls.
The dancers are not men, yes.
No, okay.
No, the one thing they are having a trouble with, a little inside, you know, politics here on this stuff, is the culture clash between, I think I've mentioned this once before, Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
Yes.
I don't know if they're having this problem now, but when it first started, you know, Delilah's, people in L.A. know about Delilah's.
Well, don't they have one there?
Yeah, yeah, it's rooted
there.
For
the original. Yeah.
So they are much more into celebrity culture than they are Las Vegas gambling culture. And so the Wynn had some issues, right, where they had guys who were, like, dropping a million and a half in the casino, right?
Yep.
And they would bring them over to Delilah's, and they would say, "Hey, you got to give these guys a table." And Delilah's didn't have that thinking process.
Celebrity only. Yeah.
They'd be like, "I'm sorry, 50 Cent is here, and we don't have a table." And they're like, "No, you don't understand.
Very good point.
You have to give them a table, right?"
Yeah.
So they've had to work.
You
that
can't
out.
Get tables right now. If you go on the internet, January 14th was the first one last week, so a month away, you know, trying to get a table, and you just can't get one.
Yeah.
Unless you grease somebody.
Well, Matt Brown, Matt Brown would, I think he's told this on the air, so he won't be upset with me if I say this now, but he waited 2 months for his reservation. Yeah. They sat him outdoors.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was bitter and rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah, no. And you know, listen, it's real simple, guys.
Yeah.
It's Vegas. Go to your pocket. Fold up $20 bills. By the way, you're not folding a 20 up and getting in here, but fold up a $100 bill. Give it to someone. Give it to one of the guys in the suits.
Have you had actual NFL scheduling conversations with Howard Katz where you've asked him scheduling questions?
No, I didn't want to put him in that uncomfortable predicament.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Howard's a good guy. He spent a lot of money on that auction. I'll tell you who else spent money on. Someone gave us $10,000. I'm going to talk about it after the break for the same auction.
We'll do that next. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
College bowl season is here, and VSiN has you covered. We have picks, spreads, and totals for every single bowl game. Head to VSiN.com and check out all our bowl betting coverage while you're there. Now's a great time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79. You get access to everything we do from now through the big dance. Once again, only $79. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man. At Bill Krakman with a K. What was that story you were telling right before the break?
The auctions that I put up for the charity, and they like I said, they come out here, they get a room, not only a room. I actually kind of their host, you know. I get them a room at the Wynn or something like that. Howard got a room at the Caesars, and I put him in the Nobu Tower. A dinner, by the way, up to $500 dinner, and airline tickets and show tickets to almost any show in town. It used to be any show in town, but I'm not going that in my pocket for $3,000 each for Adele tickets. But besides that, I'll buy any tickets for them they want. So it's a little thing I give back every year. It's nice. And Katz bought it 1 year, but Tony Danza bought it 1 year.
Tony Danza.
$10,000. Really nice guy. I have to admit it. I probably didn't realize that Tony Danza had the money he had, but at that show,
Who's
the Boss, was a big show on TV.
Listen, you can't underestimate the money that they paid him on Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
That show was on forever.
It was a top show, too, like top five, top ten show?
I don't know.
Really? Yeah,
but my recollection is it was on for a long time.
Curtis Martin also bought the auction one time. Curtis played for the Jets at the time, but I think he was – or no, he just retired. Played for the Jets, and I believe – or did we confirm that he was on the Patriots, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Curtis Martin, great player, and embarrassing, I don't know, but I would think he might be in the Hall of Fame. I'll check it out.
He is.
Curtis.
Curtis
okay,
Martin.
Good job.
Curtis Martin is the sixth all-time leading rusher in NFL history.
Yeah. Yeah, he better be in the Hall of Fame.
Can you name the five that have more yards than Curtis Martin?
No. Go ahead. Tony Dorsett?
No. Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton.
That's where I'm at.
Frank Gore would be the name that most would not guess on that list.
Never.
Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, and then Curtis Martin. That. By the way, we were talking about Delilah's at the Wynn. Because MGM is a sponsor of the show, I want to shout out something for MGM.
Oh, okay.
The Aria has a new food court.
Oh, okay.
You familiar with Jeffrey? Maybe after the Megapod today. Meat and Meltzer like seltzer there. So, new food court. There's a place called Shalom Y'all, right? So, you got Mediterranean food. You got egg. You got your egg side. You got your pizza place. You got your burger place. You got your ramen noodle place. You got your sushi hand roll place.
Nice.
Wexler's Deli. Oh, man. Aria Food Court. Brand new this week.
You've been in there?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah. Yes, Wexler's Deli.
I was there like literally as they're opening the doors. I'm like sliding through there.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, I was ready to go.
Nice.
Now let me ask you about a week like this in the NFL with the weather being as it is throughout the country.
Yeah.
Are your bets stepped up this week in any market fashion or not really?
My bets are never stepped up.
No.
Just to let you know anyway.
I don't mean stepped up in terms of your outlay. I'm talking about your volume. Like, in other words,
volume.
Do you bet more games?
Possibly volume-wise. I actually, the Dallas-Philly game, well, that wasn't because of that. That was because of the you know, it hurts. But the Dallas-Philly game, I don't know. I still think that's a lot. I still think it's a lot of points. I grabbed the 6.5 here in town. I wanted to see what they charge for 7. They charge way too much because I do like to buy on 7 a little bit if they charge maybe 10, 15 cents the most. But they didn't, so I took plus 6.5 for a peanut.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew is, you know, in terms of backup quarterbacks, he's among the best of them, you know, conventional wisdom would say.
And is it 100% Hurts is not playing?
It appears to be now.
Now it is, yes.
Because it was back from 5 to 6, I noticed there again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, you know, the Cowboys have shown that they're a human team here the last few weeks. Should have lost versus Houston at home in this same kind of a spot. Obviously, this is a big game for them. They probably even looked ahead, not so much the Jacksonville game, but I'm thinking they looked ahead thinking they were, you know, these guys know they're 17.5 point favorite in the game. They were 17.5 that week. By the way, I do a Fox show on the weekends with Jeff Schwartz, 8-year NFL veteran. I asked him that. I said, Jeff, tell me. Yeah, you play for the Giants and the Panthers and stuff. You guys know what you're. He goes, yes, absolutely. We know what our point spread is.
Oh, yeah.
They all know, especially now that gambling is so fashionable and fun, and every stadium and talking about it and stuff. And whether the commissioner wants to believe it or not, because he once said on an ESPN show that less than 3% of the people that watch the games have a bet on the game. I'm sure it's a little bit skewed now, there, Mr. Commissioner.
My question refers, though, mainly to the weather. So yeah. we did like the whole.
I got off subject.
No, that's okay. The whole first segment today, we were basically like a news radio station talking about weather in all these stadiums. Like, we don't normally do that, but it's like massive weather systems going on in the country this week, and it's affecting
many games,
like 6 or 7 games, right?
Yeah.
With the biggest really looking to be in Cleveland, where the total's 32.5. So a lot is, you know, I guess what I'm saying is a lot is built into the lines already, but a lot because it's, well, weather. You might not be, because this will change, in essence, in the play. Fezzik texted in earlier.
Yeah.
Fezzik said, he goes, it's a great week, pro tip, to play the over on the Grand Salami. Because inevitably, while some of those games will be affected and the point totals will be muted, there will inevitably be a couple, at least, right, that will still soar over it.
Is there a sports book in this town that has the Grand Salami of the NFL?
Well, that was a great follow-up question. And the answer to that might be, I don't know.
The answer to that is Hill does.
William Hill. And Circa will. William Hill, he actually said that.
Circa
William Hill and Circa have them, but not yet.
Okay.
They will wait, but we'll see how long. I mean, they can only wait so long, right?
Yep.
So they will have access.
It's funny Fez says the over's there. It's not funny. It's actually true. I'm an over guy when it comes to weather. When it comes to the weather and the line being moved down, I like to play the over when it hits the pinnacle of the lowest line. Situationally, now we know your listeners and viewers are very schooled. They're very smart, so they already know this. It's the wind. It's the wind gust. It's not the snow in the background. Though, when it gets down to 0 degrees, it could be even more than just the wind.
Yes.
You know, you're talking that that's tough football to play. That's ice bowl temperatures.
I'm glad you said that, because we mentioned that in the first segment also. So we typically talk about the wind, right? Okay, if it gets to 15, and certainly if it gets to 20 miles per hour, it's a thing in football. Temperature, no big deal. But yes, there actually is some data, right, where if it's 15 mile per hour winds and single digits,
right?
There is a historical muting of the price because, after a while, we're human beings, right?
Yep.
Like, it gets ridiculous. So I guess you don't, in a week like this, are you, because you're a cagey guy when it comes to this stuff, are you looking at something to exploit in that? Or do you take the approach of, hey, we all have access to, you know, the weather reports, and I'm not going to try to take out my own Doppler radar and figure this out on my own? What is generally your approach?
You know, I early in the week is the really times to attack it when you get a weather forecast for the end of the week. Of course, you can always get off the game if you think that. But it's hard When you're in my business, really too, when I say my business of in the pick selection business, you know, selling games, it's tough to tell someone something and then tell them the end of the week to get off that game.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I won't do it. So that's tough. But as far as betting and here having many shops in town, like look at the New Orleans-Cleveland game now. You can bet here in town. You can go over 32, and then if you like the under, you can go under. There's a 33 on the screen. Literally 32. Caesars and Westgate is 32. DraftKings, too, out for you guys. And then there's actually 32.5 all over the place, and even a 33. So you have to have different places to bet at. And people say, no big deal. I'm doing this casually. I'm coming into town. I'm sitting at wherever, the Mirage, wherever you're going to stay. I say Mirage, Center Strip, and that's good enough to book in front of me. Good luck winning just having one sports book in town, especially when you have such square sports books in town that you can exploit's not the right word, but you can take advantage of the square action in volume, making them move or over move a line. Now, what I mean is a place like Stations, even though they stop me from betting for winning. Doesn't matter. You guys out there come in town, you should have Stations in your arsenal. Stations should be one of your apps. Caesars should be one of your apps. I guess they, what is it, Boyd, or what is it called? Coast Boyd. I guess they should be one of your apps. If you're only here for a weekend, they're going to throw you out after 2 days. Once they find out you have a pulse, they're going to throw you out. But that's a good place to have.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if you can go to you can go up to the kiosk there and you could sneak some bets in, for a couple weeks.
I wonder what, as we're saying this, right? You're talking about Boyd, you're talking about Stations. I wonder how many people. What do you think the percentage of people listening to this is going to be higher? But what would you estimate the percentage of people who are going to lay down a bet, who are coming into town for the weekend, who would actually take the time to leave the strip and go to Stations?
Very small.
Very
not
small.
What you think.
No, that's why.
Yeah,
I know it's
what people
small.
Think out there. Not you. I'm saying not what you think. And if you're betting, let me just be blunt. If you're betting more than $100 a game, you should do that.
Yeah.
You should have different apps. I know it's a little amount, $100 a game. $100 a game, you should have different apps out there. Don't have an allergy to money. Make money here in town when you're here. Have different books. I just gave you a couple books. Let me tell you something. This place, South Point, you should have them in your arsenal. If you're betting NFL, they don't move off. They don't go -3, -20. It's -3 or -3.5. So this is another book. If you're betting NFL sides, you should have them in your arsenal.
All very good pro tips for those coming into town. Not to mention Delilah's and the Aria Food Court as well. Throw those in. Bill's going to still be with us. He will rejoin us. But J.J. Redick on the other side. Obviously, former ball player who played for many good teams in Orlando and Los Angeles. Obviously, with Philly as well. Now at ESPN, we will talk to him about the NBA on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM. But don't forget, VSiN's the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79. Get access to everything we do from now through the big dance. Sign up today. You'll also receive $20 to buy VSiN Sports Betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear at our online store. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, betting splits, and betting reports. It's a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift and get VSiN Pro access through the end of March Madness at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Robert Schaefer checking in with the weather report. He says, Gil, just a heads up, unseasonably warm out here in New Jersey. Going to be warmer than you think game time. Well, temperature wasn't really what we were talking about for tonight. It's going to be rainy. The question is, will the wind pick up by game time? Because right now it says about 10 to 15 miles per hour. We shall see. Ryan Hyatt, all I want for Christmas is the damn confirmation number from Bill Krakenberger.
That's right.
Merry Christmas. Right, thanks for the great podcast as well as the time you spend on VSiN with thanks, Gil, Ryan. Kelly, and Jeff. This is from John Luisi. Oh, we have he says, pro tip, check out the Delilah's in Philly next time you're in town.
Oh, wow.
I think it might be a little more exciting than
the same company? That's interesting.
I don't know. He says he thinks it might be more exciting than the one we just described. The one we just described is pretty exciting. Cristiano Gatti.
Uh-huh.
Gil, Delilah's in Vegas is 1950s inspired decor, not 1920s. Big difference.
I don't agree.
I don't agree either.
I don't agree. It's the swank feathers and cat. This was at a Chicago speakeasy, and I don't agree.
It's very roaring 20s in there.
Roaring 20s.
Yeah. Let's see. And on and on. with some of the tweets here. Let me ask you a question. Spanky was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Spanky. We had breakfast afterwards. But I asked him on air about college basketball. And, you know, because he always talks about this time, the early part of the college basketball season, he referred to as an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, has it been that way for you this year? And he said, actually, no.
Yeah.
Has that been the case for you?
Up until Monday. I only know the record up until Monday. It's funny you say that because it just felt like I have my assistant here on. He actually sent it to me because I wanted to know what – I actually asked him what was our record because I knew I wasn't losing, but it just felt like it wasn't the season – that it was. And as you can see, it's funny.
Yeah.
We are 61-36 to start.
Oh, there you go.
So I think we're okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
61-36 is okay. But I swear, we have lost so many end of games at the end. Like, I felt we should be doing much, much better, but we're still having a good season.
You take your 61-36, you'd be all right with it.
Yeah.
Crackman's going to stand by. J.J. Redick joins us now, obviously with a great NBA career, now working at ESPN and the podcast that everybody loves, the Old Man and the Three podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at JJ_Redick. J.J., thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Let me, before we get into questions about today's NBA, let me just ask you real quick about your career. You obviously played on some great teams in Orlando, some great teams in L.A., I can remember one in Philly in 2018 where, man, I thought that team was going to go to the promised land. As you look back on your career, what's the – obviously the ones in Orlando got the closest to the title, but what's the one year, maybe there's two, where you're like, that was the year. That was the year that I have the most, you know, regretful pangs about.
Well, when you get very close, like we did in 2009, losing to the Lakers in the finals – you think about that one a lot, but I look at it as opportunities. And I played 15 years. Realistically, I probably had four or five opportunities. 2010, I thought we were actually better than we were in 2009. We lost to the Celtics in the conference finals. My first 2 years with the Clippers, even my first year in Philly, we weren't, I think, you know, DraftKings and ESPN.com projections had us at 33 wins before the season. You know, we won 52 games and got the third seed. That was the year LeBron and the Cavs ended up winning, but Kyrie was out with Boston. We lost to Boston in the second round. That to me was an opportunity. I wasn't young, but our team was young. It was the first time playing the playoffs for a lot of those guys. And then in 19 with the Philly team with Tobias and Jimmy and Ben and myself and Joel. That was another opportunity. And yeah, thanks for bringing this up because, you know, for the next 30 years of my life, I'm going to have to think about all these wasted opportunities. So I'm always glad when someone reminds me of them.
Well, next I'll reveal that I was a Maryland fan growing up, but I don't want to do that, JJ. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot with you. So let me ask you about that. We fast forward to today's NBA, and let's just start with the Warriors. Last night, they give up 91 points in the first half to the Brooklyn Nets, which was historical, third most in a half in NBA history. And obviously, Steph, now he says after the new year, he's going to pick up a basketball for the first time, and then he'll really evaluate the timeline. Right now, the Warriors, if we looked at the standings, they're on the outside looking in. And I guess the question for you is, in your opinion, what's the amount of time Steph can be away that the Warriors can actually absorb and still be a play-in team? By the way, the betting markets have them being a play-in team right now at -105. But what's the length of time he can be out, in your opinion, for that to manifest?
It depends on how well this upcoming homestand goes. You know, they've got basically 15 or 16 days at home. I think they have seven home games, and then they go on a three-game road trip. I would expect, if all goes well based on the timeline that we have heard, Steph maybe comes back towards the end of that three-game road trip. If they're around 500 and Steph is healthy, I still think they end up getting in the playoffs. I mean, look, you mentioned the odds. They still have the fourth best odds to win the NBA championship right now in DraftKings. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that this team ends up, even if they are in the play-in game and get the 7 or 8 seed, that they can get back to the finals. And that's not necessarily a knock on the West. That, to me, shows how deep the West is. The Warriors have had some problems with their defense and with their bench. Their starting five has still blitzed teams when that unit has been on the court. They've been really good. And some of the struggles they've had, I read some stuff the other day, some of the struggles they've had has been this weird discrepancy in opponents' three-point shooting, home versus road, where opponents, when the opponent is home and the Warriors are on the road, they're shooting over 40% from three. When they go to Chase Center, they're shooting 30% from three. And so in a smaller sample size, you're talking about like 13, 14 road games, 13, 14 home games. That probably normalizes throughout the course of an 82-game season. And so I would expect them to, even if Steph is out, let's say, another month, as long as they can sort of weather the storm and be around 500, I still think they get in the playoffs, and I still think they have a chance to get out of the West.
So that's interesting, because that maybe already gets in front of what my next question was going to be, which is, what is the sneaky team out of the West specifically? I don't know how sneaky it can really be in the East. Maybe the Nets are considered sneaky at this point in some strange way, but the Warriors certainly aren't a strange way. What would be the team besides those two, whereas you look into the crystal ball, you're like, you know, here's not one of the obvious choices that I think, or that you think in this case, might actually have the goods to get to an NBA Finals?
Yeah, I actually got two teams out of the West that I'm very high on and very bullish on, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies and the New Orleans Pelicans. Grizzlies have some playoff experience. They lost in actually what was a decent contested series last week to the Warriors. I said last year, the Warriors need a second star. In the 12 games that Desmond Bane played this season, he looks like that second star. This is a team that has drafted really well. They get contributions from a number of players. Jaren Jackson Jr. is having his best season as an NBA player, doing it on both ends of the floor. And then with the Pelicans, they're as deep as anyone in the NBA. They can play a number of ways. They have versatile defenders. And so you go playoff series to playoff series, and as anyone who has played deep into the playoffs, like, my minutes in a given matchup may be different. I think about 2010. Like, I didn't play a ton in the first round against the Bobcats because of Steven Jackson. I didn't play a ton in the second round because of Joe Johnson. Those were my matchups. Well, in the third round, we played the Boston Celtics, and I played a lot, and I played great. I chased around Ray Allen for six games. And so the Pelicans have guys like Jose Alvarado, Larry Nance Jr., Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, not the stars, but the role players that can sort of shift and be versatile series to series, which is a true luxury to have in the NBA.
JJ, only have about 30 seconds here, so we'll keep it short. But a lot of us, full disclosure, have bets here. This just in, we bet on these things. We have the Orlando Magic from anywhere between 80-1 to 250-1 to win the Southeast Division. I guess the short question is, do we have a puncher's chance? Do you like those bets at that number?
You know what's really interesting about the Magic? They're one of those teams that coming into the season, people assumed that they'd be bad, and that they would sort of tank, not intentionally necessary to start, but they would tank and try to get the best odds against Wembanyama.
Yeah.
And then you watch them play, you're like, oh my gosh, they have a lot of talent. Like Wendell Carter Jr. is really good. Paolo Banchero is really good. Franz Wagner is really good.
JJ, I
got to be hard
I gotta,
to not win games.
I got to run. I'll take that as a yes, though. I'll take that as a yes. JJ Redick, everybody, thank you. Coming back with a crack.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. Never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Bill Krakenberger is here as well. Jeff Parlay in for the vacation, and Kelly Bidlin. J.J. Redick, kind enough to join us on the show. Let me ask you a question here, Jeff. What are the chances that we can just have J.J. Redick as a regular guest? Slim to none? What would you put
none.
That? None?
Nah, I'm not going to go none. I'll
you
never
just
say,
cut the guy off. He's trying to talk.
What do you think about as we cut him off now? What are the chances of that happening?
I think you're fine. Look, we got a schedule. We got to fit every segment into
commercials.
It's
man.
It is what it is. We got to pay the bills here, Gil.
We were also late getting him on, so we kind of truncated his on it a little bit at the top end too. But I had much to ask him, like betting wise. I just wanted
so much
to get
more
his
to ask him.
Yeah. Oh man, he seemed like a delightful guy too.
Actually, he was. He was very happy you brought that. You know what? Yeah. He was very. You'll get him on again. You'll have him on like next year sometime.
Mm. This is we get tweets at Beating the Book. It's not juice if you win. Oh boy.
I got a buddy of mine. The guy that was in the contest said that he goes, "You don't lay juice on winners, buddy."
He said, "Well, two things." He says, "Found a way to listen to the show on my work computer. Feels like a big W right before the holidays. Thank
That's
you,
true.
Sir." But then he goes on to say, "He says Delilah's website." Says it's 50s inspired. No, it does not.
I was just on a website that says that it's. I just took a picture and put it on there. And, you know, it's not even worth going into no more. Okay. All right. It's 50s. though this website said it's 20s. Listen, I don't have to. I don't care if the website. I've been in there. You've been in there.
I've been in there.
That's 20s Chicago speakeasy.
So,
you know.
So the Delilah's website does say 50s, but you found 20s on another one.
I found
one.
20s on another one.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
To clarify this,
yes,
the Wynn's website says 50s,
right?
But Delilah's individual website says 20s.
Yeah, the Wynn's wrong.
The Wynn's wrong.
So there's two variations of it for some reason.
Can we talk about something else? How about the word fix in football, which you'll hear in every single sports book around the country?
Please.
For a decade, I've been talking about this, saying, "Come on, guys, it's only a fix against you, right? Never helps you with this fix that you're talking about."
That's right.
You know
the confirmation bias of it.
I will tell you though, I don't like a couple things I've seen lately. I had no skin in the game. I didn't have a bet on the Washington game, Washington Giants.
Bro.
I thought the end of the game was very bad.
Bro.
I thought that, first of all, that call, they had a penalty when they had a touchdown about being set on the line. That's hardly ever called.
That he was off the line.
Yeah, off the line.
Yeah.
That's hardly ever called. Secondly.
Referring to Pro Bowler Terry McLaurin.
Oh, there you go. And secondly, that was pass interference at the end. I mean, he had his hands around him. I see slow motion.
He's hugging him.
How can they miss something like that?
This is why whenever I'm watching some random game, you know what I always say? I go, if that's my team, if that's Washington, it never gets called. Like I say it all the time.
Right. Well, it's not going to get called. NFL, someone doesn't like, we know that already. They don't like Snyder. So he's not like, that game is just a very interesting game from that fan perspective. I thought about it after. I said, how many people are going around sportsbook saying, is this fixed? And maybe they, you know, it's a strong word. I don't really use that word. But we have those companies, right, Matt? Matt Holt's company? Start investigating these things, Matt. These guys are, what's going on here? No, Matt's
you want Matt to turn the integrity company back
the integrity
towards,
company. Yeah, that's right. No, Matt. I'm just teasing. Matt's a good guy.
No. So I hear what you're saying, man. I mean,
makes you
what
think
I what I things. Always scream is we bet on this stuff.
We bet on this stuff,
right?
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of officiating stuff this past week throughout the league where it's just like. This is from J&J Watering Hole.
Worse.
Nothing witty and no deep thoughts today. Just a heartfelt Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for the content that keeps me coming back day after day. I'll stop in when in town mid-January and say hello. Merry Christmas to you,
nice
J&J.
Guy.
This is you responding. Elvis Toast Patterson, young Gilly, I wish you would have went down the Duke Road with J.J. Redick. It would have been radio gold.
Ooh.
Well, I mentioned I was a Maryland guy, even though I didn't want to, like...
Right.
Conflict, yeah. Keno Walker, good morning, Gil and Bill. It's funny how most professional athletes still chuckle before giving betting information.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Great episode. That's interesting.
Very good.
I didn't pick up
he's
on
He's right
that.
About that.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Keno,
no, JJ
fan.
Seemed to be pretty in tune with it, though, didn't he? Generally speaking, didn't you think he was in tune with it? He knew what the odds were, at least in the futures board. Nick at the Value Meal Picks. He said he's getting free rooms at New York, New York, so he's very happy with that. Also, an
great location,
MGM property. So,
yeah, yeah, they have some decent restaurants there too.
Bill said, "Great location."
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a little bone to pick with somebody. You know that end of the year bone.
You?
Well, this is a. I just don't know how these companies outsource their calls out of the country. So now I'm not talking about big companies. I understand AT&T or whatever. The big. How can Caesars be outsourcing their calls to the Philippines? They can't answer my questions that I want in the Philippines. I live a mile from Caesar's Palace. You can't answer. I have to go there probably and get an answer because it just bothers me that you'll ask for something and they're very friendly. They're very friendly. Philippines, very friendly. But you know, if you're talking to someone in the Philippines, you'll know right away. They'll say, "Hi, Mr. Bill. Hi, Mr. Gil. Hi, Mr. Jeff." So when they put Mr. in front of it, you know you're talking to the Philippines.
Jeff Parlay.
Oh, funny you say this, Bill Krakenberger. So this week, because of a typo by, I don't know if it was my fault or the folks at Caesars' fault, I was locked out of my Caesars reward account.
Oh, wow.
So I called and got the exact same situation.
Oh, you've seen that. Now, they can't answer your questions.
And I basically, what it ended up resulting was, after two phone calls.
Don't tell me you went there.
I ended up in the car, took the 15-minute drive, and ended up at Planet Hollywood.
I didn't
know
this, by the way. You guys know that, right?
He went to Planet Hollywood to do it.
Oh, that's Gil's favorite place.
Yeah, I went right to Planet Hollywood. I mean, and the folks at Caesars Rewards, to their credit, fixed the issue in 3 minutes.
Wow, it was
good of them.
And all you wanted was a simple phone call to someone here, an operator here that's in the building. And listen, I know the Golden Nugget also. However, they're there in the United States at least. And they're in one of the casinos, by the way. So they took all their casinos and they put this operators in one of the Golden Nuggets. It just bothers me that I can't get anybody that knows anything at all. They're there to be kind, friendly, and take a reservation and your credit card number and charge you fees.
For what it was worth, Bill, it didn't matter if the people helping me on the phone were in the Philippines or a mile from me. They weren't helping me on the phone.
Yeah, they weren't helping.
They weren't helping me on the phone.
Yeah, I know that's a frustration across multiple businesses and multiple corporations. I'm not saying that for the customer. I'm just saying I was surprised that Caesars chose to do something like that. By the way, you cannot. This is the busiest December on record. Before we go off air, you're going to see the numbers come out every weekend. You cannot walk anywhere in the casinos, even though midweek. Go to Caesars midweek, even. It's amazing, and people don't realize this. This between Christmas week, Christmas New Year's week, forget it. Packed.
It's the cheapest time of year, right?
And I think people just take their vacations now this time of the year. Yeah. And I'm going to go back to that old pandemic thing. I think people when they have all four walls closing in on them.
Yeah.
They said they're not going out this way. That was the end of the world. Everyone was talking doomsday. Real estate was going to collapse, and the money market, the money's collapsing. The casinos are dead. They're never going to be open again. Everything was collapsing. Well, people just said, "I'm never, ever, ever doing this again. I'm spending my money." So they're spending. Yeah. Whether they're doing it with their own money now, the savings, or they're doing it on credit cards, they're spending. I mean, you remember when it happened to Jeff. Jeff ran out of the building and he started spending on automobile fuel. Jeff.
Beef jerky, Bill.
Right.
Jeff was out of here. He was out of here quick. No, but you're right. It's absolutely related to that feeling of the pandemic. By the way, we could never do that again.
Yeah.
We could never confine ourselves.
They're trying to make everyone to fear. I know that there is still many variants out there and people are getting sick and stuff, but I don't think we'll ever close down again.
No.
That's done.
I don't think we can. I don't think collectively we have the stomach for such a thing, nor perhaps should we, right?
So
that's a whole other thing, and let's hope that we never get to that decision. I think you're right. I think it is a reaction still to that feeling, and it is a cheaper time of year, all of the confluence of events, and it's going to be listen, I love Christmas here in Vegas.
Do you stay here?
Yes.
And let me tell you something else. We're closing. We have a minute left, guys. I'll tell you right now. I know it's Christmas time coming up. Saturday night's Christmas Eve, Sunday, Christmas Day. The games don't have to be on in the background with the volume. Turn the volume off. Watch the game in the background. Put some music on you with your family, friends, and value that. Value being with your parents and the older people and even the kids.
That's a pro tip, but this is a pro tip as well for the hour. It has to do with Fezzik's point about the Grand Salami. It's a bit contrarian. In a week with weather-impacted low totals, going over the Grand Salami total is a good contrarian angle to look at. makes sense because a couple of the games inevitably will still soar over what would be considered an adjusted total. Every pro tip searchable on VSiN.com, at least 20 a day right here on the network. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.